The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. Michael B. Jordan was declared People's Sexiest Man Alive.
They are definitely late to the game with this.
He's so handsome that I would definitely kiss him.
I don't want to end up in the hospital. I know we're in a bubble right now.
You're built like a brick outhouse, man.
That means you're a real bitch. But I'm actually really happy to see that there are attractive men on this season still after Dale.
These towels gotta go, because now I have a safe.
No. Where are we gonna keep the linens?
Not my problem.
Really, you're gonna have to just give up the bathroom, partner. I don't know what to tell you.
Slide into bed with us. It all starts right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop, the sexiest show alive. Hunter, I have to say, we missed you yesterday. Did you miss
us? Why do you say, I have to say?
It's a phrase.
Because it was surprising.
It's just a phrase people say.
Yeah, and that. And it was a phrase.
I missed you guys yesterday.
And we were surprised. You didn't miss us at all.
I did.
Did you cook all day? What did you do all day?
Yesterday?
Yeah, what did you do? Tell us everything. Yeah.
I can't talk about it on the show because of HR, but I did a lot of self-love, is what I'm allowed to say.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Okay, there is hope for 2020 yet. Michael B. Jordan was declared People's Sexiest Man Alive. They're late. I feel like Nina did that years ago, but that's fine. Very late.
This is one of those things where I appreciate that it's being stated, but it's been being stated for years. So, you know, it's like they are definitely late to the game with this. But Michael B. Jordan has really grown. Like, I mean, I remember when he was doing The Wire. Like, he really grew into a grown-ass man, boy.
He looks so good.
He looks
good.
Very handsome. He really is a grown-ass man.
He has like a little bit of an 80s feel.
He just
feel
looks
right here,
so good. Yeah. It's kind of retro, too,
a little bit.
It's like 70s, 80s. Very hot.
He's so handsome that I would definitely kiss him. I'd spend time with him. I'd maybe get a hotel room.
Which is fine.
Oh, that's how secure
I
am.
We know.
You're very secure.
Unfortunately, though, some of the past winners aren't standing the test of time. So which one of these gems is the least sexiest man alive? We have 2003 and 2009 sexiest man, Johnny Depp.
Oh, my
Depp.
God. Yikes. You guys are so shady.
The good news is it can't get worse than this.
Okay, we've all taken a bad photo.
We have. I just posted one. Mel Gibson.
Okay.
He deserves it. Mel Gibson deserves it. He can go to hell.
Yeah, let's just be honest, though. This is definitely as low as it can go. What's the next one?
Okay, 1992 sexiest man, Nick Nolte.
Leave him alone.
Okay, so let's all agree.
One bad mugshot.
Nick Nolte, we feel bad. Mel Gibson, him.
Yeah.
There are more important things than this year's sexiest man alive, like the next year's sexiest man alive. We know it's a little soon, but this thirst trap needs your vote.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Here we go.
Why? Okay. It's a lot. I realize I do a lot of body rolls that maybe I shouldn't.
A lot of body rolls. All you know how to do.
I shouldn't do. That was actually fun. That was a good one. It was there on set. It was on set.
Oh my God. That was like years ago. That made me a little nostalgic. That was good.
You know what's going to be crazy when he gets this title in like 2 or 3 years and we're like, dying.
Could you imagine? Look at that. It doesn't look bad.
Okay, that does actually look kind of good. I'm not going to lie. That looks good.
That makes me sick.
You take really good photos.
That makes me sick.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He takes...
You're better in photos than in real life. Hunty, you and I are the same that way. That's why we're like, you know, bestest friends.
You look a little skinny right here. That's not your best.
There you're skinny.
Okay, well, I am a little skinny. So, again, the real life is not like, I'm a very thin man.
No, but you know there is a saying about skinny men. So you should be happy that you're skinny.
What's the saying?
Yeah, you and know you're not skinny. Is. You're skinny on the top. You're skinny
no,
on the bottom.
Skinny, I mean. He's skinny, period. You're,
like the legs. Like your arms
that's not
are big.
A bad thing. Like there are women who like thick men. There are women who like skinny men. There like and there are women who just don't care. Like they're attracted to personality.
Who like rich men?
Right.
That's Morgan.
I know we all stayed up late watching 2 hours of The Bachelorette last night. Tayshia made the guys prove their love by beating the out of each other. And since Ed talked about Chasen the entire episode, their grudge match was the main event.
Ed. You are not waking up tomorrow. You're gonna be in an ice bath after this, and your mama's gonna be picking you up tomorrow.
Chasen and Ed.
We've all been waiting for.
Hey, Chris, can I grab you for 1 second?
Where are you going?
Oh, I got some really bad shoulders that dislocate chronically. I don't want to end up in the hospital. I know we're in a bubble right now.
You're built like a brick outhouse, man.
It's very careful lifting, but no, they both just chronically dislocated. Like, you know, I can't even throw a football.
Minute. This was the guy talking.
Yeah. Well, I think they were both talking all night, but then that guy was a.
Why would he change? Got oiled up. He went to the ring, and then all of a sudden he was like, "Oh, I don't want to hurt my shoulder."
Yeah.
They're dislocated.
Well, I will say I have a bad shoulder.
Oh,
that
get the fuck out of here.
That dislocates. I'm just saying, Nina. In case you wanted to wrestle, just be aware. I love that he got oiled up, though, before saying anything.
Oh, I would... Listen, if he said beforehand, hey, I have this injury, I would have been fine with it. But you can't film a video about how somebody's mama got to pick him up and all this stuff just to be like, oh, my shoulder's out. You have to work through that.
Yeah, that means you're a real bitch. But I'm actually really happy to see that there are attractive men on this season still after Dale. I thought Dale was the only one.
Oh, yeah, these
you know,
guys are
based
cute.
On the other clips, I didn't. They're cute. Yeah. I thought it was just Dale and then the rest
Who's
were not.
Who's the one
great,
on the left?
But...
Who's the guy on the left? Is that Chasen?
Who's Lippy? I think let's call him Lippy because of that. I don't know what's going on up top.
That is Chasen.
That's Chasen.
Chasen's on left. He's cute.
All right. We're moving on to Kristen and Dax. They are proving they're just like every other couple and get on each other's nerves. Kristen posted a series of videos on Instagram of Dax fed up with his toiletries missing. So he ended up buying a safe for his stuff. And this, of course, went so well.
These towels gotta go, because now I have a safe.
No. You can't.
Yeah,
where are we gonna keep the linens?
Not my problem.
Where are we supposed to put these? Where do those go, then?
Listen, I'll tell you what. We have two right here. How many towels do you need? You need six? By the way, why do I only get one drawer? And then this is
I'm a girl
overflow.
And you have less stuff.
Okay.
You have way
now
less stuff.
Now I have
stuff.
More stuff. Now I have a safe. Okay?
You have all that stuff.
Yeah, that's my one drawer. And then you have one drawer, two drawer, and then this drawer. And I've now taken half of it. So now you have 2.5, I have 1.5.
And we have two remotes.
Well, first of all, they're too small of a remote. Let me just say that.
Take that up with Apple. It's much bigger than your wedding ring. Are you losing that a few times a day?
How does that even correlate?
Fairly, she's losing.
I would have had a good comeback for that.
Yeah. Well, I will say, I think Dax probably has the majority of the garage because he's a big car guy. He loves wearing that stuff. I think in a relationship, you pick and choose your things that you want to have the kind of territory.
Yeah.
They have enough money to each have their own bathroom. Like, I feel like they don't even need to be sharing a bathroom. When you have the money that they have, you need two masters in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know, I know
two
this sounds like some
bathrooms.
Real some rich but I'm just saying if you have the money they have. Now, if you don't have the money they have, this is more of a challenge. Really, you're going to have to just give up the bathroom, partner. I don't know what to tell you. Like, all my is coming in here. You don't need that much. You guys brag about how fast you get ready. Take your bar of soap and your razor and go.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
That's true. It's very true. Men need less stuff, meaning they need less
exactly.
room. Or, as Nina said, get your
One
own bathroom.
One drawer is plenty.
See? That's the really...
One drawer is
the
plenty.
Successful relationship. We have to take a break, but up next, just how perverted can a baking show get?
Whoa. What?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. All right, one of everyone's worst nightmares went down on This Is Us last night. After Randall gave a speech to the entire city of Philadelphia, he forgot to turn off his live stream and proceeded to strip down.
Thanks for your time, Philadelphia. We'll talk again tomorrow. All right.
Beth?
Hold on, hon. I'm just in the middle of something.
Okay, but Randall's taking his clothes off in front of the whole city of Philadelphia.
Mom! Dad's getting naked!
What? Oh, my God. Tess, call your father.
First you fold the left, then you fold the right.
He's not answering.
Mom, I want to watch.
Hey. Annie, you know what? There's some things you can't unsee, baby. And this is one of them, all right?
I feel like this is everyone's worst fear, especially post-COVID, like during COVID. Everyone's been doing a lot more on the Zooms. It's tricky to remember to forget to turn everything off
sometimes. It's my biggest fear.
Really?
It's my biggest.
It is scary. Because,
yeah, I have a crazy mouth. I'm afraid of what I'm going to say.
When we had those cameras in our house shooting from home, I was constantly afraid that was left on.
Yeah.
And then everybody was going to hear some insane.
I mean, I think when you're at home, loose. You know, you say things, you might be doing something. Like, it's just not anything. Like, what happens in your home is private for a reason. You know, when you say wild talking to your girlfriends, I might have been talking about my evening before. There's just things I don't want people to be privy to. So this is a huge fear of mine.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's still a fear of mine with all of this stuff.
I completely just turn it off, like my computer. I'll turn everything off and turn it back on just because I'm afraid the Zoom is still on.
I'm tech savvy. I just quit everything. You know, I'm fine. I get it.
Yeah, but then what if you miss a button or you think you quit and for some reason it bounces you back out and then next thing you know, you're stripping in front of the whole city of Philadelphia.
I love it. All right, and as if we weren't already jealous of how perfect Ciara and Russell Wilson are, now they're taking their love and business to the next level. They are launching a fragrance duo called R&C, because Russell and Ciara. Yeah, hers is a combination of berries and flowers, while his is a blend of tea and lavender. Oh,
the bottles are.
This
bottles
is how they made those up? Babies.
Doing a little 34 plus 35, huh? Yeah, those bottles are.
No.
I find it hysterical that they were just like, there's no way Russell's fans are going to buy a fragrance, so let's just make two for women. Like, a tea lavender is not like a masculine smell.
Right.
It's not like they tried to balance it
out. Sounds like unisex.
Right.
Sounds a little unisex.
That one's very unisex, and then berries and flowers. Do you guys like a guy who's got a stronger, more masculine smell, or do you like if he's got a little bit of a shea butter and vanilla going?
I have really bad sinuses, so I like a nice fresh shower scent and just a little hint, but nothing too overwhelming. Like, I like a man who's a very subtle scent. Like, I don't want to smell you from the next room coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I think a subtle scent, but a sharp scent at the same time. Something that's like, that's
well,
good for
them. You can kind of perk up and be like, you smell good, you know?
You smell good,
but
exactly.
I like this
it's
idea.
Such a nice, yes.
You know, I like them. I mean, listen, they are relationship goals to a lot of people. I think, you know, they're super cute. I'm here for them having this dual fragrance. I know people right now are saying Russell is a little distracted with the whole football thing. Like, they feel like his relationship is distracting and saying he's not winning and all this kind of stuff. But I like them, together.
God, they always
I don't need football. This is like, I have a sit together. He has a beautiful relationship and a family. It's fine.
I'd be distracted, too, if I was married to Ciara. I'd be how many more do you want, Ciara?
They've already talked about that. They keep saying they're going to keep having more, so.
Yeah, I get it.
All right. And the Great British Bake Off, which usually sparks debates like whose Bedfordshire clanger isn't flaky enough, now has fans talking about an even bigger controversy, like is Paul Hollywood making creepy comments to his fellow judge?
you do the cigar shape, you encourage a little bit of a slope. So as you piece them all together, the slope begins to curve, and that's how you get that shape.
They're thicker in one side.
Exactly, yeah. If they don't, they'll end up being very, very flat, and you won't get that depth which you see here in the Horn of Plenty all the way along. So, Priya, do you want to try some of my horn? You can have that piece there.
Thank you, though.
Unless I'm, like, sleeping with you, I don't want you grabbing something and putting it on my plate.
Mm.
The only exception is, like, my partner. They can do that.
Yeah.
I get
that. You know, like, I just really am against that. Like, don't touch food and then have me
eat
it.
Do we think he was being intentionally creepy, really, you know, explaining the shape of the horn and the depth? Or do we feel like that was just sort of an innocent bake talk? I mean, you're the baker here, Hunter, or bake...
There's so many reasons why he wouldn't be. One, it's a Great British Bake Off, which they're like, it's not, if this was an American show, it would have been way weirder. If this was Guy Fieri being like, grab the horn by the thick part. That's how Guy Fieri would have done it. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So this, I felt like, was innocent. And if it was an innuendo, think about how subtle and unassuming that innuendo was.
Well, it wasn't that subtle because she made a face, like she caught it.
Pretty, do you want to try some of my horn?
It's called the horn. Do you want to bite? You want a bite of my horn? I just made a horn.
Or you could.
Come on. He knew what he was doing. Come on, stop it.
Yeah.
All right.
Look at her face. She knew what was going on.
I like her. She's funny. She knows a lot about stuff. A lot of bacon stuff.
I haven't watched this show yet, but people seem to love it.
I like it. It's easy. There's no pressure in the morning when you're getting up.
See?
You know, it's cute. They made pudding today. It was hard. Everyone had a difficult time.
Wow.
That's a real story.
That's what Morgan watches before
dinner. The fact that
I
know that.
That's
true.
If you guys are looking for a show that's a little more pressure, Sugar Rush Christmas comes out on November 27th.
Does it?
Yeah, and okay. I would really appreciate it if we all watch it together.
I'll watch it.
Thank you, Nina.
We will.
I appreciate it.
Sure. So excited.
Let's binge.
Good. A little shameless plug.
Support
right. We have to take another break, but up next, Lindsay Vonn is joining us. We're talking about toilets and teeth repairs, so we'll probably make her uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm Lindsay Vonn. I'm a gold medalist, but my real love is Leo, Bear, and Lucy. In this competition, dogs and their partners are teammates on the most thrilling adventure of their lives.
Costa Rica!
Mexico!
Javi! Here we go!
Think that I'll keep loving you way past 65.
To get this adventure started.
That was a preview of Lindsay Vonn's new show, The Pack, which premieres this Friday on Amazon. Woo-hoo. Very exciting. But she's here with us right now. Hello Lindsay.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fantastic.
We are so good. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back on the show. I love you guys.
Okay. Your Instagram game is amazing, but we need some closure on some of your craziest posts. So are you ready to play Wham Bam? Thank you, Graham.
Oh, boy. Oof, Jesus.
I'll try.
For the record, Lindsay, we don't come up with this stuff, okay? All right. Your workout videos are insane. I'd go into labor attempting any of them, trust me. But let's watch a few of the craziest ones.
Hunter, I think we should try that.
I think so too.
Oh my God.
I think Lindsay was doing it a little bit wrong from what I remember, but a little too much space, but that's really impressive, especially the balance board thing.
Wow.
I have tried the balance board many times. It is not something that my core understands.
Oh gosh, I don't know how you did that, Lindsay. I could barely walk straight.
No way.
Yeah, it was tough, but you know, that's kind of what I had to do for skiing all the time, but now I just do it for fun, because why not?
Oh my God, which one's the toughest to do though?
For me, the toilet one.
We were like, where did the toilet come from?
I know, that's
in there, Lindsay. Like, do they put something in the toilet to really keep it as a deterrent?
That would actually be really funny if they put something in. Yeah, that's at my trainer, Gunnar Peterson's gym, and the toilet seat is actually pretty low, so the hardest thing to do in the gym is to sit down on the dang toilet.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna go get a workout next to my toilet after this. Okay, next up.
Jesus.
A little warning for our viewers. If you have a fear of dentists, this clip is probably not gonna help.
All right, away we go.
Do I dare to see what it looks like? Yay!
All right, two questions.
They look very, very good.
I mean, did that hurt, and what happened?
I mean, I was pretty numbed up, but I had chipped my teeth when I was skiing, and they were just kind of really getting wonky, and I said, can you fix them? And the doctor said, Dr. Dorfman, he's like, no, you need, like, fully new teeth. So I don't know. I just am a weird person like that. I videotaped myself having knee surgery, and, like, you know. I was like, well, I'm at the dentist. They're shaving my teeth down to nubs. Might as well film it. And I thought it was
pretty. That's a whole other show, Lindsay. That's a whole other show. Like, filming people in these strange positions. I think you might have a new show for Amazon.
I would rather I would rather watch your knee surgery than see your teeth get drilled. Like, I would rather watch them rip apart your leg.
Hunter has so many teeth. That's, like, his biggest fear. Because he has, like, 80 teeth in his mouth.
But Dr. Dentist Phobia, then that's not the video for you, for sure.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. I mean, we talked about this on the show a while back, but we have so many questions still. So back in September, your two dogs got into some trouble with a porcupine.
Oh, my God.
This was very sad. We did not like this. How did this happen?
My boys, you know, I just got a house in Utah, and there's a ton of wildlife, and they got out the front door and went after chasing a porcupine. Aww. We didn't actually find him for a few hours later. So needless to say, I have a GPS on their collars at all times now, and they're actually in doggy wildlife training so that they don't do that again. That was not a good day.
But they're okay now.
They're okay. There's still, like, random quills coming out of their face sometimes.
Wow.
It'll take a little while, they said, but they're doing good. They're, what can you say? They're boys will be boys.
So cute. Shameless plug time. Lindsay, what can fans expect to see when the pack premieres?
You can expect to see a lot of cute dogs, a lot of dogs running in slow-mo, a lot of feel-good TV. Yes. And a lot of Lucy and traveling the world as well. You know, I think it's definitely a show that people need to see right now. It's very uplifting and heartwarming, and it's just a good show. What can I say?
We are huge dog lovers here, so we can't wait to watch.
Yeah,
huge.
Cats.
Cannot wait to watch.
Get them out
of here. Cats. We're not
lover,
into cats.
Love this show for sure.
We can't wait to watch it. Thank you so much again for hanging out with us. We are out of time, you guys, but check out The Pack this Friday on Amazon, and we'll see you guys tomorrow night. Bye.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Lindsay.